Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Trying to make sure I keep where I got right now. I don't need to dry again anyway.
Okay, I'm just letting you know the lack still for sale, brother.
I love to have it. The same deal?
Same deal.
Where did you go up? Oh, okay. I'll come get that motherfucker.
Now, if I gotta get certain things fixed on it, man, you know what we holler about. It. You know us.
All right, you might as well just drive up here for me then when I go in and give you money.
That's extra.
That's a visit.
Shit, that's like a visit. That's like $300-$400 extra if I got to drive it up there.
Boy, black people, I tell you. Got to pay them to come visit you nowadays. What's good, Cass? What's good, Father Time? Can I get one fuck you out tonight?
Go ahead, brother. Who you fucking tonight?
My goddamn punk ass, stupid, most dumbest motherfucking woman in the world, baby's mama.
Damn. That was pretty deep.
Yeah, it must be. One day it's cool to see my daughter. Next day I got to fight to see my daughter. When you got motherfuckers out here that don't even want to see their kids, don't even want to pay for their kids, don't even want to take their kids out. That's why I call them must be the most dumbest, ignorant, stupidest motherfucker in the world. And that's my fuck you. Now let's get on some good shit.
Let's get on the good shit.
Is this Janine?
Yeah, that's
Hello?
Janine, baby. What's going on, baby?
What's good, Janine?
Hello.
How you doing?
Fine.
That's good.
All right, man, before we get into the show, man, you know I always check the headlines. Do y'all know in Georgia. Motherfucking police handcuffed a 6-year-old girl.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Now, my question is, now, I read the article. She threw a tantrum, you know, guess she knocked over a couple of chairs and shit. And, you know, they cuffed her and all. You know what I mean? But my question is, if this little girl is this, if she's that out of control, don't you put that on the fucking parents? Her mom said.
You can't whoop your kids no more.
This is what her mother said. Her mother said, "Oh, she was having a bad day. 6 years old. How the fuck a 6 year old have a bad day?
You can't whoop your kids. You'll go to jail for whooping your kids now."
That's bullshit, man. When you got a 6 year old getting handcuffed.
How old was the mother? I didn't never see that because she could have been young too.
They don't say how old the mother is.
Yeah, you gotta look on that because kids having kids don't know how to control a kid.
Well, you got a legitimate point right there, man. It's not even the fact the kids having kids. It's like if you got kids having kids with no type of structure. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you know, everybody, you know, hell, I'm the product of a young mother. But, you know, if you ain't got that structure there, then it's something different.
That village. We had a village raise us.
Right. So
I think the whole thing is fucked up, man. Now, the father say they have no business calling the police and handcuffing my daughter. Well, your kid ain't got no business for acting a goddamn fool, neither. I mean, come on. Now, I think calling the police was a little bit out there. You know, if you're a teacher, you can't control a 6-year old, you need to find another job.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'd have been
but
that man.
I'd have that calling the police was wrong.
In that motherfucker's seat.
Right. But, you know, you shouldn't call the police. But, I mean, even if this little girl acting like this in front of the police at 6, imagine how she's going to be when she hit high school.
She's going to be a motherfucker.
A mother. Thug life.
Put her ass on the block.
She gonna have to glide tight on her motherfucking stomach, man.
Across the
desk. That shit fucked me when I read it, man. I was like, "Are you serious? They handcuffed a 6-year-old? I got to read this shit." And they said that little girl's acting a goddamn fool. That shit got to go back to the home.
I agree.
Well, did y'all hear about the man who wouldn't put his clothes back on at the airport?
What airport?
Wouldn't put his clothes back on.
He was butt naked.
Yeah,
and I guess he tired of all the stuff he
got to
go through.
Good, man. I had my little dumbass friend over here earlier. He had a blood. I tried to say that motherfucker, too.
Yo, man. Yo, man.
You only get two, motherfucker.
You on the radio,
just
dude.
Just be three in there.
Bruh. You on the radio,
you only get
man.
Two. Not my two biggest.
Wait.
That's all right. Go ahead. Let's go. Move on.
Then I didn't even get to see which airport he was at, but he was butt naked going through the screening process, and he wouldn't put his clothes back on. They showed the pictures on the news and everything.
They locked his crazy ass up, right?
Yeah. They said he wasn't drunk or nothing. They said he was sober and rational and everything. He just is tired of going through this process. That's what they said. He was trying to prove a point.
I hope he made his point. He damn sure got to pay some money to get out of jail now. I hope it was worth it.
Hey,
they hit his ass with all kind of fines. Butt ass nigga in the airport. I've been fucking with him, dog. I've been walking with him. Fuck it, dog. Let's
hold
do
on.
This shit, man.
Here go the fucked up part. I work in the airport. So for me to see that motherfucker walking butt naked through that motherfucker, oh, no. What if he pissed on the floor? Shit. I'm part of the maintenance crew. I got to clean that shit up.
I'm sorry, man. If I was there, I would have been right with him. Fuck these motherfuckers, dog.
Your ass out.
Fuck them, man. Fuck the police. security anyway, dog. They ain't even got no guns, man. Fuck them.
Oh, no, we got police there. Now, they got the TSAs there, and they got the real police there. You think they ain't there, them motherfuckers will be there with that damn dog biting the shit out your ass, and since you part of the problem, hey, they gonna have to get your ass, too.
Yeah, all right. Fuck the police.
I got another quick article for y'all.
This is a good one.
All right, I'm gonna start with you, Janine.
Uh-huh.
No, I can't, cause you don't even listen to hip hop, so I can't fuck with you on this one. All right, I'm gonna go to you, dog. Give me the who you think the top five wealthiest artists are, according to Forbes. Top five wealthiest artists.
Probably that motherfucker. I know Beyonce somewhere. Beyonce, Jay, Diddy, Gaga.
No. Rap. Top five rap artists.
Top artists.
Strictly rap.
Diddy, Jay-Z.
Diddy's one. Jay-Z's one.
Probably Dre.
Nope.
Dre not in there?
You said, who'd you say, Drake?
Dre, Dr. Dre.
Dre, yeah, Dre's there. Pretty
Diddy.
Good, man. Two more. Hold on. Janine, you think
he
can do it? Two more,
see,
man.
Who did I say? Diddy, Dre, Jay-Z.
Right.
As far as producers, so is Russell Simmons? Is he still considered that?
Nope. These are actual artists.
Actual artists. The last
one of them is not an artist. One of them is an owner. One of them owns a label.
Lil J.
Who the hell is Lil J? Rap, nope.
Rap nope. A lot.
Nope. You close? You only got two more. It's gonna fuck you up.
I
tell you what, there's somebody on there that you would never think would be in the top five.
I doubt it.
And I tell you, one is from New York and one is from the South.
Jermaine Dupri.
No Jermaine Dupri. Who'd you say, Janine?
Kanye West.
Nope.
Nah, he ain't got no money like that. You said one is from the South and one is from New York. The last two, right?
Yep.
South. It ain't Scarface. I know it ain't him.
Nope.
And Nas should be broke.
Nas broke. Nas ain't got no money. He broke. He should be rich, but he broke. Swizz Beatz?
Nope.
Goddamn. A producer from New York.
No, I didn't say a producer. An artist from New York, and the other guy owns a label from the South.
I don't know, man. I got three out of five.
You're not talking about what's his name from the South, is he? He used to rap.
Yeah, did the person from the South used to rap?
He really wasn't a rapper, but he's appeared on records.
From the South. You said ain't Lil J from the Ghetto Boys? I mean, from Rap-A-Lot?
Nope. I'll give you a hint, man. I'll just say New Orleans.
Oh, baby.
Nope. What's the other one?
It ain't baby.
What's the other one?
What,
Master P?
Nope. I don't know. This he might be baby, but in the article, it don't have baby as his nickname. He got another nickname.
But what the hell is his name, man?
Birdman. Is that
baby?
Yeah.
Then that's what I just said.
Well, like I say, shit, I don't know nothing about them motherfuckers.
Man, you said that. You don't know your hip hop, man. Don't get on here talking shit.
Man, give me the last artist, man. He fuck with him.
He fuck with him?
Yeah, he fuck with him.
50.
50, yeah, there you go. Jay-Z is number one at, I mean, Diddy's number one. Diddy's number one at $550 million. Then Jay-Z at like $450 million. Dre's number three. Then Birdman, and then 50. 50 at 110. Birdman at 125.
50 Cent made a lot of money off of his water company.
But now they said that he didn't make. They didn't say. They say he didn't make as much as everybody. That $400 million. They say he didn't make that. Who y'all talking about?
Oh, he made a lot of money. 50 Cent. I don't know how much they said, but I knew he made a lot of money off of that deal.
No, I tell you, he got $100 million for the vitamin water.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets money for record sales and clothes.
Already.
Video games, shoes, books, and he got a new headphone called SMS. And now he got an energy drink coming out called Street King.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. It is what it is. I mean, I ain't mad at the fact.
$100 million, man, for some goddamn water.
Yeah.
Okay, man, I see this 763 number, man.
Yeah. We got a new caller, y'all. Caller, what's up?
Oh, I'm like, yeah, I remember everything.
I thought one of those days I was at work.
Yeah. Who is this? 763?
Yo.
Who is this?
It's your boy 1080, man. Going live with the boy Wick, man. We're listening to the radio. Let's get it. Sin City. You know how we do. Cash in the fall of time.
All day, every day.
1080, what's good, dog?
Man, you know, same old, man. Same flavor, different taste.
Yeah, okay, that's what's up.
I kind of caught the ass end of the whole conversation, but all I heard was like Jay-Z, Birdman. Like, what was the whole thing about?
Oh, the five wealthiest rappers.
Oh, okay, yeah. I know. Diddy wasn't in there?
And he was number one.
Oh, yeah, should have been. Fuck it.
He
didn't scam
you. Took
some motherfucker. He did. Yeah. Diddy up there. Jigga. Yeah. Those boys are moguls, though. You figure Master P be in there somewhere.
No, he ain't make the list, bro.
Yeah. It's fucked up. His money come from the 90s.
Well, I'm pretty sure he still got a few dollars left over, though. I'm pretty sure he spent a lot of it trying to keep his brother out of jail, too, though.
Nah, that's it. He ain't spent shit trying to get that motherfucker out. That's why that nigga mad.
Millions
of
got his brother a lawyer. He had to get him a lawyer.
He went to TV. Y'all know he be on Disney Channel.
Who?
Master P
on the Disney Channel.
Yeah, Nickelodeon, Disney, one of them motherfuckers.
Yeah, I think
it's
Nickelodeon.
One of them TV shows. Yeah, y'all, one of them, like, kids shows. Him and his son.
Not Mr.
They had a little show for a minute, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. That just tell you Disney must be desperate as hell if they got Master P on one of their goddamn shows.
No, you got to figure Romeo was hot at the time, man. Romeo was hot, and that's what they did. They ran with him. Shit.
I don't know. I can't see my speed on no goddamn.
Yeah, it's a
Goldie
and everything.
Cinderella and shit.
It took his gold teeth out the whole 9 yards.
Yeah.
He went corporate.
Well, shit. Nigga, he got paid for it.
Yeah. Got to go corporate at one time or another.
Oh, shit. Check this out, man. I got a little article for you. My boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years.
Oh,
he likes anal, and I don't. He likes anal, and I don't mind trying it. However, he didn't even get in an inch before I was screaming in pain. I told him to stop. This happened a couple of times. I don't want to read the whole goddamn thing.
Yeah.
What can I do to take away the pain?
Anal ease.
Who?
Anal ease.
Anal ease?
It's like a gel, like KY.
Yeah, it's like a numbing gel. Okay.
Well,
there you
go. Hey, it works.
It does.
Whatever, that shit way off. We still to be benching.
That's why you're putting out.
What?
You said what? Well, shit. I mean, you got to pack enough on that.
If you put enough of it on it, just numb that mug up. She be all right.
But what I'm saying is it wears off, so we'll feel the pain eventually.
Yeah, but by the time it wears off, you're used to it now. I mean, the biggest thing you get it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just don't like it.
Once you in there, you good.
Yeah.
How y'all know?
Maybe he shouldn't. He can't He can't ram it. Then he got to just start light. You can't just ram it in there, man. Give it time. You know what I'm saying?
It's like a roller coaster. Uh-huh. Once you enjoy once you get on the ride and it start getting fun, just buckle up and enjoy it and wait till it's all over with.
I concur. I concur.
True indeed.
I second that one.
All right, I got another question, man. All right. This one says, I'm worried about my penis because it's 4.5 inches. So
wow.
So maybe it's a loose. Hold on, man.
You got 2 inches of hot dick.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. He's worried about his penis because it's 4.5 inches. He want to know, is there any solution where he can increase his size?
Kill yourself.
Exactly.
You better learn how to get them move with the motions or something.
Right,
eat a lot of pussy.
I ain't answering his question.
What, man, dog? I mean, he said, what can he do to improve his size?
Right. That's the question.
I never had that problem.
Talk to Ron Jeremy. Take extend.
I guess he can go get one of them motherfucking rods. I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, the pipe
right.
Or something. Shit, I don't know.
That's
a
question
mean,
I never had a problem with, so I don't know how
right.
To answer that
one. The Mary or Virgin.
Oh, that was
yeah,
cold.
That's a good
I mean, well, hell, he gonna have to meet her when she
what 12? Whatever. It's virgins out there.
Shit, ain't no virgins past 14.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question, man.
Shoot.
Have y'all ever heard about the sex bracelets that they do in school now?
Chili band.
The sex bracelets. What the fuck?
Are you talking about the what they call
this is the way I heard it. Now I heard this from an eighth grader.
Yeah.
You know how you wear the little plastic bracelets to girls and the boys, I guess. You know you wear the little plastic bracelets with all the different colors?
Heard it, like, hey, silly
man. Yeah, but ain't them the rainbow bracelets? Ain't that the sign of being gay?
No, they solid colors. Like, you got blue, black, purple, pink, all that shit, right? Now, these kids in school, they made these bracelets in a sex bracelet where each color represents something, right?
Why?
So, okay, Janine, let's say you wearing a blue bracelet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I come up to you. If I break your bracelet, since blue means blowjob, you got to give me a blowjob.
Damn.
If I break your bracelet,
you got to do that sex act with me.
Oh, fuck
this
no.
This is an eighth grader, dude. This is an eighth grader telling you this.
Cool.
The fuck is that? An eighth grader, man.
All right, now it's time for me to check my kids to see if they wearing any motherfucking bracelet.
No silly bands.
That shit is crazy.
Man, okay, so now, wait a minute, hold up. Do you know what colors they are?
Yeah.
Blue stands for blowjob. Black stands for sex in the dark. I think purple stands for eating out.
Whoa.
There was a pink one there. I don't know what the other color stands for. Those are three that just stood out to me. And this was an eighth grader, man. What the fuck are they learning at school?
What is happening there?
All the school.
This was here.
And so the all the school.
You know what I mean? And then she told me 2 7th graders got caught doing one of the goddamn acts.
Yeah.
Mm.
All the school, man.
I guess she chimed in so she can explain it better than me.
Well, shit, let me know what the fuck going on.
Go ahead.
What?
You on?
I know I'm on. I just was, how y'all doing?
Hey, who is this?
I just clicked in so I can listen. Mother Nature.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Father
Mother, Mother Nature. God damn.
You want to explain it better than I did? Can you explain it better than I did?
Okay, because you know he's not.
I was just going to say, it's on the internet. If you really want to know what all the bracelets mean, it's on the internet. So you just put in sex bracelets, and they'll tell you what each bracelet means, what each color means.
God damn, kids is doing. So you mean to tell me, now let me get this right. If my daughter walk out the house with a blue bracelet on, and she come back home, and I'm like, where your blue bracelet at? And she said it broke. That means some motherfucker then broke it off, and she done gave a blowjob to him? From what I understand,
if
that's the way it works.
That's what she's supposed to do. Now, that don't necessarily mean she did it.
Okay, so
but
that means she went.
That's what's supposed to happen, yes.
So wait a minute. What you're telling me is that she wearing a blue bracelet to let everybody know I suck dick.
No, that's not what it is. They just wear the bracelet, period. And they don't have to let nobody break them. They could try to, you know, keep them from being broken, but they just wear the bracelet. But if you get them broke, then you're supposed to commit to act for what that color stands for.
No, because, see, the color's already saying, the color is saying something already.
Right.
The color, like if, I mean, God forbid, but if my daughter walk out of here with blue bracelets on, she got 4 blue bracelets on, I mean, I'm like, shit, she's sucking big dick.
No, wait, no. No, she would have
she
green
got
ones
boy.
For her. But the boy would wear the blue one.
You say what?
The boy would wear the blue one, and if he get his broke, then she has to commit the act to him if she breaks the brace.
So if he wearing a blue bracelet,
right,
and
she
walk up to him and break his blue bracelet,
that still means my daughter sucking somebody's dick. She actually went there and broke it on purpose.
She broke it to say, I'm going to suck your dick.
Exactly.
Yep, pretty much. And the green one is if she wants it done to her. So if she wants to get 8.
I swear to God, if I see one of these motherfuckers walking around with a mother. Lord. Give me strength.
If my daughter walked out with 10 bracelets, she better come home with 10 bracelets.
Put shorts in a box and backs of magnums in wood.
I guess we got Waylo with us. What's up, Waylo?
Waylo.
What up?
You just live on the radio.
I thought I was still on cue.
Nah, we talking about the sex bracelets, man. You heard about the sex bracelets? That the kids wear nowadays?
Hell no, what the hell is that?
See?
I ain't heard shit neither till tonight, shit.
Right.
It's on the internet, so if you look it up.
I'm not disputing it.
Then they'll tell you. No, I'm just saying, if you really want to know what each one means.
Oh, trust me, I will be on the motherfucking internet tonight. When this show over, I will be, and I damn motherfucking one of them Now, let me quit.
Because I didn't know either. I was caught off guard by it myself.
I'm talking like I'm in the house. I'm about to say what I say to these kids. Man, I wish I would catch you with one of these damn bracelets on. You better wear this motherfucker where I ain't around. Wait a minute, I seen two. Wait a minute, hold on. Let me ask you, what the fuck do yellow mean? I seen a yellow bracelet in my house.
I don't know what each color means. You gotta look it up.
They don't have sex before or some shit like that?
No, that don't mean that. They could be virgins walking around with the bracelets on, but apparently a lot of girls lost their virginity wearing bracelets.
Man, fuck that. All right, man, take this out, y'all. Let's go on to something a little bit better than this, because this shit about to piss me off, because I'm about to get mad and hang this motherfucker up. So for the end, I'm going to go in the house talking about what in the fuck. Well, let me see what motherfucker bracelets you got on right now. All right, hold on, man. Hold on. I'll tell you. Now, don't tell me shit. Don't tell me shit.
No, yellow
is
good, man. Yellow is good. Yellow is good, dog. Yellow is good. You want to keep a yellow one. You don't mind them wearing yellow. Yellow just means you want a hug. That's all yellow means. Just give me a hug.
A hug?
A hug. According to this goddamn website.
Look, man, yellow. I don't even want to hear no more. I'd rather just look on it myself. Anybody want to know about this, look on it yourself. We talking about grown folks shit. I don't even want to talk about no kids shit. Now I got aggravated.
See, that is grown folk shit. We need to let them know what that kid's doing.
Nigga, look here. Dude, you know what I mean? You know how many daughters I got. Man, I'm about to hang this motherfucking show up. I'm about to end the show. I got something to go talk about.
They must have got bracelets on.
All right, wait a minute. What some bitch just said that? Hey! We cut jokes off now, Jack. God damn it! This motherfucker, hey, Waylo, I know it was you.
Why would y'all be a bad guy?
Hey, my kids got on yellow, nigga. They got on yellow.
Yellow is good. Hold on, man. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, Sin City, it's Mika. How y'all doing tonight?
What's up? What's up,
girl?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know, man. They done got me upset. They got my blood pressure up. Pass me the drink. Pass me the motherfucking drink.
You will be okay.
Shit, they just scared the shit out of me. Hey, I felt like I was taking an HIV test. Well, I'm going to tell you about yellow in a second.
Hey, I'm just letting you know, yellow is good.
Okay,
what the hell
I mean? Yellow mean hug, motherfucker. Now, who would be back? Hey, man, hold on, man. We got to, hold on. You know what, man? We're going to go to the song. Give me a second, man. I'll have to give me a second on this one. Y'all don't understand. I got a lot of girls. Shit, all right, we're going to go to the song. We'll be right back.
Myself from looking hard. You wore these jeans,
girl, you wore these jeans,
and you made a thug wanna cry something terrible. I had to have
you for myself,
baby.
You don't know what the jeans do to me, make you wanna get down on one knee.
You got that thunder and it only makes me wonder how it feels to get up in those jeans.
Come on,
in a
room, really bad, like a
tight to death. Baby, I don't know the words to say to you. All that I know, baby, all I know is that I'm loving what I see and I'm feeling you. I can have what's up and no change. Baby, can I have what's up and no change?
Don't get along, cause I don't mean no harm. But I love the way you wear those jeans. Yes,
baby, I do. My Juana, baby,
I love
them. Love the way you wear
them. I love them.
Mountain, iceberg, Sergio.
I love them.
Trying to get inside of those.
Hi, baby. Why don't you come in the computer room with me right quick? Let me show you something.
Okay, what's up?
Hey, this is your Facebook page, right?
Yeah. What's going on my Facebook page?
Don't ask me what the fuck I'm doing on your Facebook page. Who the fuck is Jeff?
What?
Who the fuck is Jeff? Who the fuck is this motherfucker sending you pictures and all these messages on your Facebook page? See, bitch, this is why I don't fuck with you no more. Because your dumb ass, your ass on here Facebook.
Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever got caught up while having a conversation with somebody on MySpace, Facebook, or Twitter?
Don't lie to me. I'll beat you.
Then come on over to SinCity.com, where you can talk to whoever you want, and you can say whatever you want without having to deal with the bullshit from MySpace.
Let me get the fuck about you.
Facebook. SinCity.com.
You know what?
With a Z.
Another com. That's why I'm fucking your friend, bitch.
I knew it. That's why I'm on my Facebook, motherfucker. Oh, well, wait a minute. Hell no. I'm about to whoop this bitch ass up, motherfucker. All
right, y'all. Welcome back. What's going on with my computer? Let me get everybody back in. All right, we got a new caller, y'all. Caller, what's happening?
What's going on?
Shit, what's this?
It's Jasmine.
Passion?
Jasmine.
Oh, Jasmine. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Jasmine?
I'm doing good in yourself, sweetie.
Just chilling like a villain.
Mm-hmm.
Cool and matching and relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question. This question is for the dudes, but ladies, y'all feel free to jump in. All right, Waylo.
What up?
You ready for this, man?
You said what?
Ladies, y'all can answer this, too. All right, somebody want to know, what's the best sex position for vaginal intercourse that stimulates the woman the most and hardly stimulates the man at all so he can go longer or make her feel better?
Hey, well, shit. The hell are you fucking for if you ain't gonna feel it? But
huh?
If I said there isn't a position where a man ain't going to feel it more or less than a woman, because what the hell is you fucking for if you ain't going to feel it? But
no,
he wants to go longer.
Hold on, bro. I was having technical difficulties. I didn't hear none of the questions. You ain't even try to bring me in or nothing. God damn,
boy. I thought you was on something else, man. All right, so the question is, what's the best sex position for vaginal intercourse that stimulates the woman the most and hardly stimulates the man at all, so I can make her come before me?
You gotta get that G spot. Yeah, you gotta. Of course, that first you gotta hit the G spot, man.
Lay the chick on her side and have her leg, like, say if she like in a fetal position, but get in between her legs, hold one leg up. That way you like pelvic to pelvic. Ain't no space in between. You're getting full
penetration.
No,
I think that's the position on
hold
that
on,
side
way low.
Is better, man.
Hold on, Waylo. I hear you too, Wick. I hear you too now. But now, I'm going to tell you. Now, what I read, and I ain't just saying it because I got it. I'm just telling you what I read. The best way is if a man got that little hook. If he got that perfect little hook, that little curve.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that curve. Yep.
With the mushroom head. We got the curve with the mushroom head.
Then all you got to do is lean back a little bit.
And that's it. That's all you got to do. Lean back. Lean back. Like Fat Joe, just lean back. Lean
mm-hmm.
back.
Okay, well, let me ask you, ladies. Janine, what position should he use?
The hook.
The get out of my face position.
Get out of your face position.
Get out of my face position? What the fuck is the get out of my face position?
Get out of my face because you come too quick.
Oh, wow. Oh, God.
You ain't got no dick for me.
Damn. That's bad. That's bad business there.
Oh, no.
I should have just told him to get some prolonged spray.
Yeah,
oh,
what was that they talking about the other day? That prolonged
spray?
Yeah,
that prolonged spray, yeah.
I mean, that ain't shit but some numbing shit, man. That's some shit that's
just
going
to numb. Yeah,
but
that shit works.
I know you got it up under the bed. I know you got it
yes,
up
sir.
In that box. Goddamn Waylo got everything under the sun.
Shit, I just ordered some more shit today.
Hey, Woody, you ordered on Sin City Dice. You ordered it from Mika, right? I mean, when Mika sell the clothes.
My friend,
yeah.
she having a little toy party or whatever, so she brought a book by because they didn't want the dudes in their party this time. So, I got
Yeah, Mika think I ain't coming, but little do she know, I already showed her my outfit. Ain't that right, Mika?
Yeah, you showed me. I know you better not show up. I know that. I am so tired, you guys, tonight. I have no energy. I'm so sorry, but I'm exhausted from running all day today, and I have to get up in the morning and run some more.
All right, well, Mika, I know you're exhausted, baby, but you still got to let everybody know about this party, man. You ain't said nothing.
That's because it was invitationally only. That's why. You don't even have an invitation.
You see my, y'all need to hit us up on Facebook. We got our Sin City Radio site on there. Y'all want to see what, Waylo, you see my outfit, right?
Yeah, I seen it.
Waylo, am I going to get it
and
in
you
know or
what?
What?
I'm thinking your kneecap is going to be kind of ashy, too. Please don't come like that.
What I tell you? You better have them, better tell them how that baby already. Waylo, am I clouding them? And do I got that perfect outfit for them?
Yeah, you got the perfect outfit.
Oh, my gosh. You're looking like, what's his name? I forgot that stripper that always does all the parties here in Indianapolis. Everybody has seen all his moves. Oh, my God.
They ain't seen
nothing
like me yet.
You got his stuff on, because he comes in his cowboy boots and robe, too. So I'm going to need you to switch that up.
Me and him got different moves.
shit. I'm gonna come with that. I'm gonna come with that Gary Indiana style.
Oh, Lord have mercy. We are excited about that party tomorrow, but I'm so tired from preparing. Friday. And ladies, if you know, if you get at me on Sin City or on Facebook, Sin City Group, you definitely can get an invitation.
Hey, wait
to the
long.
Party and address.
What up?
What? Hey, wait,
I need
some
new panties. Huh? I need some new panties. You need some new panties.
Yes, to go with my Rachel Red outfit because he ripped them up.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man. And Janine, oh, my God. Janine, I was thinking about you today. You're not on Facebook, but the one of my merchants that I go through, they have released their new line, and there was a lot of things in there that I had posted on Facebook that I know that you would be interested in. And in about 2 weeks, I should get the other line from the other vendor that I go through. A merchant, but it's some good things to come, ladies, like some really sexy stuff. I'm really excited about it.
Okay,
and they also have the Red Rachel in black now with a little twist to it, so it's really cute.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Hey, wait,
what up?
Yeah.
Go ahead, man. Go holler at her right quick. I asked you after you finish.
Hey, did you think about what I told you?
Yes, I do want to do that. I'm actually ready. I'm ready to do that. And as soon as you let me know who we're going to work with or if I need to reach out to a photographer here, please let me know either way so we can get that cracking. And
okay.
Models is already on deck. Like, I'm just ready. I'm just ready for you to say go.
And I was talking about that other thing, too, about that two-for-one, that little problem you was having.
Okay. Well, oh yeah. Oh, you talking about that as well? Oh yeah. I got that. Yeah, I got that all together, and we're gonna take care of that at the little shower.
Man, y'all gonna sit here and talk in cold?
Right.
You talking
cold?
I mean, cold. We had a little conversation, friendly conversation.
Yeah, it was just he actually gave some good business advice over
hey,
the years. So you know.
Well, look here, man. I know you from the G. I need that. It's time for the percolator before this party. So that's what I'm coming.
I can email that to you tonight.
That's what I'm coming in on. I'm coming in with my motherfucking robe, my cowboy boots, playing this time for the percolator. Waylo.
I can email that to you tonight.
There you go, my nigga. My Buku, Waylo for the A. Send that to me tonight, Waylo, because I'm coming in with that motherfucker. It's time for the percolator.
Oh, my God.
I know how to do the dance. I'm going to get busy.
Yeah.
I got that remix, too, where it said, I guess I'll fuck you later at the end.
Oh, yeah, Waylo. You didn't take me back to the fact. Goddamn, Waylo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We went back to the fact. We better tell their ass something. All right, Jimmy. When is
what?
The party again? When is the party again? Just let everybody know.
The party, not you. Not you. You are not invited. Do you hear me? You are not invited. I repeat. It is Friday. It's Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock. At the clubhouse on 46 and High School World, Woodhaven Apartment. Ladies, we will be. If a man shows up there, we gonna fight him. That's all I got to say. This is not for y'all. This is for us. And
when I come in, what I got?
Ahead, I would have told you so.
When I come in, what I got on, boy? I'm telling you, you're not gonna want to fight me. They gonna be like, Jamaica, you can move the fuck out the way.
What?
They gonna tell you, I'm telling you. Hey, bro, we got a new caller, man. My sound scan ain't fucking up, but I believe it's Jasmine. Big Pepper, Father Time. Well, yeah, bro.
I don't see nobody on here, man.
Oh Lord.
Damn, man. 219, baby, 219. Jasmine, I see you right there, baby. I see you. I'm trying to let you in. I'm having a little technical difficulties on my side.
Shit, so am I.
Boy, so we
but anyway, I got another question for y'all.
Well, you can't just bypass the question without getting baby girl on the line.
Well, until we fix it, we got to keep it going. Okay, there we go. I got her. Jasmine.
Y'all having a lot of problems tonight, ain't y'all?
Damn. Oh, come on.
Oh, man.
Hey, baby, that wasn't me. That was Father Time. He didn't want you on here. He told
oh,
me
wow, that.
That's
Father
not
Time
true.
Like that.
Yeah, that's not
he
true.
Told me
that's not
room.
True.
I
have some difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
Yes,
indeed,
we are. We have a technical difficulty tonight. It is just, hey, sometimes
it's
we
one of them nights.
Yeah, it's one of them nights. What's up,
oh,
baby?
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. How y'all doing? Y'all cutting up on here. Y'all crazy as hell.
All right, you ain't seen shit. Wait till Friday when I got that motherfucking robe and them motherfucking purple and black
outfit.
Outfit,
baby, don't do it. Please don't.
I'm coming in there doing the percolator. Do the do 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 do. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. I'm finna get busy in that motherfucker.
Oh man!
Oh, wow.
Hey, I'm gonna make Jamaica drop her head. She'll be like this motherfucker. I'm a chili.
I promise you better not show up like that. I would just be out. And I'm thinking that, you know, I'm probably going to, never mind, I'm not even going to say what I was about to say because, no, it's not supposed to be that way. We're going to have a nice little time. We're going to have us a little drink. We're going to
have
us some food, some prizes. We're going to be excluding your Rusty behind. We are not doing you.
But I've been working out on my total gym. I've been working out on my total gym just for this day.
Not the
final. Don't work it. I don't have a six-pack yet, but I ain't at a keg
right.
No more. I ain't at a keg no more.
Excuse my
house. I'm like a 24-pack now.
Yeah,
I ain't at a keg. I'm at a 24-pack.
Oh,
more cushion for the pussy.
Oh my God. What's the next question? Let's move on.
Well, wait a minute. I want you to introduce. Hey, I'm gonna tell you my introduction name, Big Dick Dudley.
Oh, on that note, I'm pouring me another drink.
All right, you just introduce. I'm coming in.
Wow.
Yeah, sure.
All right, Pop Time. What was the next question, dog?
Every time I try to get my girlfriend oral, I get choked up and nearly throw up. What should I do?
Wait a minute. Is you talking to your cheese? You talking, or is that the next question?
That's the question.
Well, damn, dog. You got to be like, okay, well, the question is. You was like, every time I give a girlfriend oral, I get ready to throw up.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to work on that over there, Father Time.
That's the question. Every time I try to give my girlfriend oral, I get choked up and nearly throw up. What should I do?
She got some bad pussy.
Oh, wow. He needs to open his mouth more. Shit.
No, that shit just ain't tasting right. That's what it is. It ain't tasting right.
Well,
maybe that's just not his thing. Maybe that's
yeah.
his thing.
She ain't got that water. She ain't got that water.
He just don't know what the hell he doing.
Now, y'all don't put it off that he don't know what the hell he doing. That shit probably
who that fuck
no, that
off
the shit. That shit probably just tasting bad. That's why it keeps throwing up.
He don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, he don't know.
Really, that's what y'all gonna that's what y'all gonna go with.
Yeah. Most definitely in that order. Yeah.
Wow.
He gonna leave that right there.
Right at the doorstep. That was a drop off.
Okay, well, let me holler at my fellas. Waylo, what you think?
Can I get the question again?
Really?
I'm at the studio hollering at my people, man. I heard y'all talking, but I missed the question.
Oh,
right,
Lord.
I asked the question correctly.
Damn, man. Everybody on some shit today.
Man, say the question again.
The question is, every time he go down on his girl, you feel like he's going to throw up.
Well, she can go to the doctor. You need to take her to the doctor.
So you think
he didn't say that, though. He didn't say that in the question. He didn't say that she was smelling fishy. So it can't be that because he would have already said that.
Maybe he just can't eat the coochie then.
If it makes him
throw up, then he don't need to be down there.
He don't do fish.
Her sister think that she need to go to the doctor.
No, that ain't what
he
I meant.
He didn't say that.
That ain't what I meant. I meant he gay. He don't do fish. That's what they call it.
Next time she asks him to go down, he just needs to just say what he really wants.
He don't want no woman. It's making him gag. Come on.
How does that not make him want a woman?
What?
I don't understand that.
What'd you say?
You saying he don't want no woman. Somebody said
he don't want no woman. He don't want a woman.
Okay, explain that to me, please, because I'm not understanding.
It's nothing to explain. He don't want one.
Hey, you gotta keep focused. Keep going. What you were saying? You gotta keep staying focused.
What the? It's not funny.
Wait for it. This is what we're telling him he needs to do.
What's up, Mom? Is we fucking or what?
That's what he needs to tell him.
Oh, but hold on, man. I want to hear an explanation, man.
There is no explanation, and that's that. There is none.
I ain't never been with no woman I went down on, and she made me want to throw up unless her shit ain't right.
And if her shit ain't right,
you stated that her stuff was not right.
If her shit ain't right, you going to know before you get there. You going to smell
right.
it before you
I mean,
get there.
Okay, why would you stick your face in the garbage if you know it's going to make you throw up? I'm not going to stick my face in no garbage. I'm not gonna do it. You gotta watch everything you put in your mouth. So fuck that bullshit. Yeah, like I said, he ain't feeling no woman. What it sound like to me. It shouldn't repulse him that much that he can't do it. That don't even make no sense. That's a part of foreplay. Because what else is he? What else are you going to do? I mean, you're going to make your sex life boring as hell. You just going to hop on top of her every day?
Best advice you can get him, don't put your face in hoes pussy.
Okay, so let's just say you...
Well, the same thing could be said about we ain't got to get y'all off by putting y'all dick in our mouth. So what the fuck?
I'm with the ladies. I'm with the ladies on this.
Baby, if you ain't licking it, I'm sure not sucking it.
I ain't finna talk bad about nothing that I ain't gonna get my dick sucked afterwards. So, yeah, I gotta agree with that.
All right, hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
This Shell Bell.
What's up, Shell Bell?
Shell Bell. What's up, baby?
Horse.
Yeah,
she put up that, she made that profile today.
Hey, I've been hollering at Shell Bell all day.
You are so too. What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing tonight?
What's
up? Hello. I done bought that ball.
Damn. Sound like somebody hit you in the throat. Somebody hit you in the throat.
Hollering and screaming. That's why my voice comes.
You been doing what?
Smart tea.
Huh?
What you say you been doing?
Hollering and screaming.
Oh. Oh, you had a good night, huh?
Nigga, wait till I get that ball.
That's right.
Wait till I get that ball. She really going to be whore.
You still talking about that damn ball.
I got one now. I told you I was going to Walmart. I got them on sale. I bought
what,
them two.
What, you went and got it today?
I went and got two.
You were silly.
Janine, I got a ball for you. Janine, you said. What the fuck is Waylo ain't going to outdo me?
You were silly.
Waylo will not outdo me. I got two.
That's all right. I'm
going to
get another one.
But I fuck with the talk about way low. Hey, nigga, I'm on this. I'm on this way low. I'm on it. I bought a blue one and a black one.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, that's one thing. I
got
a black one. I'm going to have every color in the rainbow when it's over.
I bet. I don't doubt you on that one.
Just have balls everywhere.
That's what I got, balls everywhere. That's what I plan on having. Hey, wait, no. That's what I plan on having, balls everywhere.
Uh-uh.
Oh, man. Hey, anywhere I go, I'm going to leave a motherfucking exercise ball.
Make sure you wipe that motherfucking for your kids,
hey. Hey, nigga, come in and talk about where the exercise ball come from. I just felt like working out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving exercise balls everywhere. Yeah, it's going to be ball juice everywhere. We're here to Minnesota. Shit, goddamn it. We're going to have ball juice everywhere.
You stupid.
That ball shit was kind of crazy, though.
I want to see
nigga, wait,
I posted it on the page, but for some reason I couldn't go and actually click on the video, but I can actually see the ball. But I wanted to watch the video, so I'm like, fuck.
Oh, well, baby, all you got to do is go to city.spruce.com. We got it on there, too.
I looked on that, too, but I can't upload it for some reason. It just won't load up.
Oh,
I'm like, maybe
you
it's not meant for me to see.
Oh, no, it's meant for you to see. It's meant for you to see. You want to piss me off? Just, Waylo didn't got the motherfucking ball before I did. He, hey, Janine, I got your ball. Hey, ain't this a bitch? He done beat me, too. Hey, Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
I got an exercise ball. You like to work out?
Yes, I do.
I got an exercise ball.
You got an exercise ball. I can think of a couple of things
we can
do with
the
exercise ball.
Ooh. I love this exercise ball. I guarantee you have a real, this is a motherfucking Sin City workout.
Oh, wow. Well, let's work it out then, baby.
Okay, once here. Now,
I got an exercise ball, too. I got a clear one.
You got a clear one?
I got a clear one. I can't have my exercise ball.
Well, fuck you, Waylo. I got two. I got one, goddammit. Waylo, kiss my ass, goddammit. No, that's my nigga there.
All the time.
I don't know, because you always got some shit going, Waylo. You always keep some shit going on here, boy.
I'm just saying.
Hey, what'd he say on Friday? You get your ass up out of here. You always got some shit going, boy.
Interested in that swing you got posted up on your page. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, you like the swing?
I love the swing.
Hey, you know what? Anybody got one of those over-the-door swings?
I bet you ain't got that under your bed, Waylo.
No, I'm about to order one, but it says it's a weight limit, and I want to ask if anybody got one.
Uh-huh. I got one right now.
What's the weight limit?
What's the weight limit?
It's over 300 pounds. Shit, it better be over 300 pounds.
Let's say 300.
Oh, that's
not big
enough.
Yeah, you, hey,
shit.
You under 300, you good.
No, I'm talking about with two people on that motherfucker.
Two
that's
people,
300.
Yeah.
That's no good.
300
pounds, you can't be over 300 pounds.
No, man. Check this out.
I'm talking about
they got this,
with combined body weight.
No, wait, look, listen to me, bro. They got this little brace to go with it. And that brace costs like two something. I ain't bought that. I ain't bought that yet.
Oh,
but now, no, well, what it is, as long as the way it works, man, it's really it's just holding her weight. Now, if you got a motherfucker that's past 300, then, you know, you might not want to use that motherfucker.
Well, see, I was looking at the brochure, and on the brochure, sitting down and a chick on top of him.
Oh, wow.
So dang, that's what I'm saying.
Where's Sasha at tonight? She ain't on here. We could have got the 411 from her.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Y'all should have hollered at Sasha because she would have had the motherfucker, and that motherfucker would have been just like, bam, there you go.
Well, shit, if she got it cheaper than what this lady got it for, I'll get it from her ass.
Wait, look, who is just getting all this stuff?
I got a little concept for Jamaica and her lingerie for, you know how they have like a centerfold
right,
or a month, stuff like that.
I already see your focus. I already see your focus.
Now,
you do know. Hey, I don't mean, you know, I just want to ask you. Have you hollered at Nino yet?
Man, I went over there and stopped by the place, and the place was bone dry, man. And, you know, with me working and got this magazine thing going, calendar, we about to put together another show. We got a little proposal for, you know, some big money I can't say who it is, so that's why I'm fumbling with words. We got a nice little proposal coming for some money, so.
Okay. I tell you what, Waylo, once I get down there, man, me, you, and Nino, we're going to sit down and we're going to top it up, dog, because I keep telling you, man, that Who's Your Lounge, everything right there is perfect. That's the setup,
yeah.
Dog.
Yeah, it's perfect for that.
Well,
put me in the trunk because I want to be nosy.
That's the setup, man. I mean, shit, it's all about big business. And you ain't Sand City / Who's Your Boy / Voluptuous. Hey, man, we finna do this. Hey, it's time to get this thing blown up.
Yeah, I ain't gonna never forget the people that fuck with me, you know what I mean?
That's right.
So it's like I'm working, I'm doing like 50 million things at once. So if I forget to say something, that's my bad. And then, again, I'm trying to do other shit, you know, personal shit, too, so.
Hey, man, check this out, y'all. Before we finish anything, why in the fuck? Now, I'm sitting in the caddy. You know what I'm saying? Me, my cousin, and my famo. And we got the motherfucking police directly behind us. I mean, when I say directly behind us, I mean directly behind us. So if y'all hear something, y'all not. Y'all already know what it is.
Oh, damn. Oh, wow.
I mean, no, literally. The police is directly behind us, dog. When I say they're directly behind us, they directly behind us.
Oh, wow. But
here's the fucked up thing, though. We're parked.
Oh,
we're
wow.
In the park.
Are you serious?
I'm in the caddy. I'm sitting in the caddy. I'm doing the show from the caddy. I got the motherfucking laptop out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing, hey, but you mad because you see a motherfucking laptop sitting in the caddy? God damn, what the fuck you mad about?
Oh, wow. It's not like you want to come back with a caddy and a top laptop, goddamn, but you've been sipping on something.
I'm sipping on something now, but the motherfucking car ain't moving.
I know. That's fucked up.
I give him one better. I'm going to take the keys out the ignition.
Yeah, take the keys out the ignition.
Pass me the drink, famo.
Wow,
drink
that's it. Fucked up.
Yeah, who got the drink? See, I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
You're a wild boy.
Right, this motherfucker has not. No, it's two of them. They have not left. I'm not.
Yeah. What the fuck is going on?
Man, we got a Trayvon Martin going on.
Oh, Lord, not a Trayvon Martin. But I was so happy that man got arrested. God damn.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
I know.
They had to arrest him. They got no choice.
They had to do something. They had to. Well, I'll tell you this.
Why did
he got to do some time?
Now he got murdered.
Exactly. But I think he's going to get some time better than what y'all think it's going to be.
No, because he's only charged with second degree, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. The show ain't going to be what we want.
No, it ain't going to be what we want.
It's
to beat that motherfucker down. But he's going to get his in jail. You think the motherfuckers ain't going to attack his ass? They better put him in jail.
Yeah, they're going
to
get his ass in jail.
They're going to have to.
Exactly. Yes. That was a punk ass bitch move for real.
They gonna put his ass in confinement. That's all they gonna do.
They gonna have to. They gonna have to because he gonna get served. Maybe not through the court system, but through the jail system, he gonna get served.
Most definitely.
They need to. They need to fuck his ass from the back.
They gonna do that if they get their hands on him.
Hey, who was that? Jeffrey Dahmer, where they got his ass and they showed that broom stick in his ass?
Put his ass in jam pop. Hey, that black motherfucker tore his ass up.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker didn't live 24 hours. They tore his ass up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they need to do to that punk motherfucker. You know what? Normally we usually talk sexy tonight, but yeah, that motherfucker need to get his ass tore up afraid.
For sure. Out the frame.
And ain't nothing sexy about what we talking about.
It ain't either. I wish I were jumping off that damn. I thought this was not non-political night.
I know. I know. I digress.
I thought it was non-political night. You know what I'm saying? But now I want to get political and shit.
I digress. I mean, I digress.
What happened to dick and pussy and titties and all that type of shit? What happened to that?
Where they at? Shit, show me some. Show me some.
Shit, nah, but I'm gonna get ready for my baby. So when he come over here, I'm gonna show him some.
Ain't that a song? Ain't that a bitch? Y'all motherfuckers kill me with that shit. Don't call him something. I'm gonna show him some. We didn't got you. You know what? This is what I tell you. He needs to send us $39.95. Cause we didn't got you there.
Baby, I'm already be there. It was before I even got on the show, baby. It don't take
whatever. You was ready to talk about Trayvon Martin, but then you got on this show. Now he gets to reap all the benefits. We need tell dude we need $39.95.
He can give me $35.95, and I'm gonna get my hair done Saturday. How about that?
No, you said $35.95. SissyDoctor.com.
I can't be about that life.
You ain't even let me finish. Every Wednesday, he's guaranteed some by the time. you work with Gary time. You getting off at 10 o'clock, right?
$39.95.
Guaranteed that he's going to get some every Wednesday.
Because I don't need nobody to help me. Nobody.
$39.95, he's getting some every night. Every Wednesday, at least.
I don't need to, because he can get it when he wants.
Yeah, but when you listen...
money order or credit?
Hold on now. Oh, hold on. Wait. I understand he can get it when he want it. I ain't knocking that hustle.
I promise you
I'm not knocking your hustle. And I know he can get it when he want it, but hold on now. I mean, I'm just saying.
What you saying?
Make me understand what you saying. What I'm saying, when you hear this smooth, sultry voice like Taz, you already know what I'm about. You know what I'm saying?
What you about, boo-boo? What you going to have me fantasizing about? Nothing.
Hey, brother. My thing fucking up. It's a slow song.
Oh, wow. Is y'all ready for the blast of damn music?
I ain't scared, because we play slow songs and motherfuckers don't be wanting to talk. But shit, I play the slow song and I talk. But see, I'm talking about my shit.
Hold on a second, y'all. We got new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Damn, I'm trying to get
what is 317?
Hello?
317.
Why this motherfucker sit next to me? This is Frank Thomas, man.
Right.
Oh.
I'm chilling.
This is Frank Thomas. He cool.
Right.
He's sitting right next to him.
Right.
That's the slow song music, like I said, man. That's what I asked you to.
What the fuck is y'all playing slow song music for?
Because I'm about to get it in with you.
You better get it in.
I'm going
to get Phyllis. I don't need that shit, boo-boo. I don't need that shit. Once I get a thought in my mind, it's already gone.
talking to you.
Oh, is Chaz talking to me? Ooh, we Chaz.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. Say it one more time.
Oh, Chaz.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about. See? Turn that music up a little bit, bro.
Oh, wow, you is a fool.
Cut the lights off. Uh-oh.
Lights off, baby. I cut the lights off, Lord Jesus. Could you play something that people be listening to? Get them just don't get somebody in the goddamn mood. Shit, you have been listening up there. He'll be mad coming home. People like, baby, what you
hold
been
on,
doing?
Hold on, baby. Hold on, hold on. Shit, I can fuck off rock and roll. It don't matter what song it is.
This is what the fuck I'm saying. Right. But this right here, what the fuck
don't
is this?
Don't, hold on, baby. Don't worry about the song.
What you gonna do, man fucking?
Man fucking?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm making your whole body tingle. When I say, fuck your mind, I'm going for that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, damn. You gonna make my whole body shake? But I make
yeah,
you come with a soft music, nigga. Don't play with me.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you on SinCityDotSpruce.com? You gonna show me something?
Yeah,
come now, show you something.
You know I'm on there.
Yeah.
I just said, see, I prepared.
You better go check my pictures, baby. You better see my body glistening.
My body glistening,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I ain't no motherfucking boss.
No, oh, okay. Shit, I need a nigga that's gonna command that body.
Say what?
I said, I need a nigga that's
gonna
command that body.
Yeah, you think I can't? I guarantee I make you come on contact.
Contact? Shit, you've been in love before you even seen me. That's what I do. I guarantee nuts all goddamn day.
And you and me both, so we a great combination.
Really?
Well, I guarantee you get three before I get one.
I guarantee you get one before I get three.
Yeah. You want to put paper down?
We can do
matter
that.
Matter
all
we ain't even got to put paper down. We ain't even got to put paper down. We just put a towel down because I know you don't want
to. I'm
you don't want to. You don't want to wet up your bed and let your man know what's happening.
It don't matter because I don't cheat on my man anyway. I'm a very loyal kid.
Yeah, you ain't seen Chaz yet, have
you? I see some pictures on the website. You cute, no.
And you don't want to fuck?
No.
You're lying.
Diamond. Oh, baby, when God made you, he ain't got to know.
Put it on something.
I put it on my life.
Put it on something that you don't want to fuck with.
I put that on
don't
my life.
God, now. God is a strong word now.
I put it on my life.
If you don't want to fuck with
I don't want to fuck with
oh, you don't want to fuck gas.
I don't want to fuck with
You want to know my real name then, huh?
What's your real name?
Oh, okay. Now, see, I know what double talk is. Uh-huh. See, you know Gaz ain't my real name. He's trying to double talk that. I swear to God, I don't want to fuck Gaz.
I mean, like I said, you are a very sexy, toxic individual, but no, I will pay.
Oh, he listening, huh? Yeah, he listening.
He not even here yet. He don't get off work until 11:30.
Oh, well, shit. That means I need my $39.95.
Whatever, because you ain't did nothing.
I already know.
You ain't did nothing. Baby, I
so
transform
you...
real quick. It ain't nothing. You might as well call me a transformer, boo-boo.
Uh-huh. Okay, Optimus Prime, I'm going to be your Megatron.
Oh. I don't think you can hang.
Yeah, but when I insert my star screen,
Is this some fucking light show?
Y'all what? Y'all what?
Man, we about to go to jail. Now I'm fucking with you. Boy, goddamn.
Hell yeah.
Oh, music went off. Fuck that. I mean, Jasmine,
yeah.
Sexy and all, but shit, we about to go to jail.
Are you serious? Why?
Man, is these motherfuckers still right?
They right and posted.
God, these motherfuckers is posted on us. When I say they posted on us, they like, I dare you motherfuckers to pull off. Fuck them, man. Shit, this is cityspruce.com. I ain't finna change what I'm doing. I got the laptop right here. I'm outside. Hell yeah. I'm having fun. Fuck em.
Oh, wow. They full of shit.
Fuck them.
Where you at, Marion County? Everybody put their donation in tonight. Donate some money to Sin City. So we can
right, because
you we're not even going to speak that. We're going to speak cash. That's not going to do all of that.
Hey, who is 573?
That's Shell Bell.
Oh, okay.
Shell Bell,
now see, I should have to be playing on her.
Oh. I'm trying to say Father Tab was trying to say.
Because that goddamn Jasmine took himself to crack. Shell Bell had them heels on. She had them heels on with that little pink outfit on.
You
like that?
Shell Bell.
What's
that? I bought that ball.
I know, you told me several times today.
Damn, I'm gonna keep reiterating until you say bring it over.
You know, it was crazy.
If I didn't, I mean, this wouldn't be Sin City.
You ain't real.
These motherfuckers got out the car. Runs a bitch.
Who getting pulled over?
And we ain't pulled over. We sitting in the car, but these motherfuckers is directly behind us.
Right.
They didn't about ran the plates. But these motherfuckers
oh, you know
is
they
out
did
the
that.
Right. They ran the plates.
So what the fuck? I
don't
even see why the fuck they still behind y'all.
I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
I think y'all sitting there smoking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You all out there in white folks' vicinity. No racist intention, but I'm just saying.
Man, nigga, they are opening, closing doors.
Oh, what?
I don't know. I'm looking at these motherfuckers like, what?
Right.
I guess these motherfuckers mad because I sure turned my drink up. Man, I'm parked. I ain't doing shit. I'm parked my motherfucking keys out the car. I'm not about to drive.
Long
as you don't fall asleep, it is what it is.
Fuck it. It's one of those nights.
Yeah, it's one of them nights. But shit, I still had a ball tonight.
Shit, the G on fire tonight.
Wait a minute, speaking of balls.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's right.
Waylo got a ball, too.
Now, there you go. You always talk about two today. Gotta get in, though.
Okay,
shit.
So everybody on the show got a ball. God damn it, now, do you know how to use the ball? That's what I want to know.
Yeah,
hello.
I don't know how to use it. I'll make shit go.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on.
I'll make some shit up.
Which one of y'all on? Hey, I'm pretty sure everybody in our Facebook page. On in our Sin City room. Say, go look at that video. Cause I'm putting it down with the ball.
Oh.
Or you go to SinCity.Spruce.com. Matter of fact, I prefer that y'all go to SinCity.Spruce.com.
Uh-huh.
Well, I ain't seen the video. What's the fascination with the ball? I mean, I've already done the ball, but what the fuck is y'all so fascinated about?
Yeah, go to SanCityDogSpruce.com and look at it.
I guess I'm gonna have to.
And I gotta admit, you got a cute profile pic.
No, thank you.
Damn, they done finally pulled off. They done pulled off and fit to hit somebody else.
Well, thank you, Jesus.
How was that thing?
Did this other motherfucker back up?
Nah, he bounced.
Oh, well, God dang. I must get the fuck out of here. All right. Oh. Hey, y'all better be careful.
All right, y'all, we done went past time, as usual. So, Janine, you got any last words for us?
Yes. Have a great time. Talk to y'all next week.
All right. Shell Bell, you got any last words for us?
Yes, I do. My slogan of the day is never look down on a person when they're giving you head.
You know, you said that on the site, and I mean, well, what am I supposed to do? Look in the air? I can't tell you
that's
this
bullshit.
All right.
I can't
tell you. Just... I can't look down and tell you good job.
All right,
Jazz.
Yeah. You got any last words for us?
Make the nut last and hit it hard.
One minute. Hold on, y'all. Yeah. We're doing a radio show, man. Yeah.
Mika, you got any last words for us?
Of course. Good show tonight. Glad to see and hear new voices on the show. And I look forward to meeting y'all eventually.
Hey, y'all
keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm just trying to make sure because the police ain't pulled up on him. I'm trying to put him on the show now. Oh, yeah, dog. We got the show going right now. Long Talk Radio, Sin City Radio. Whenever you want to get on, bro. Oh, please do. Please do. Yeah, something we started.
How long have you been doing?
2 years. 2 years.
What's up?
Hey, man,
that's where it's for.
What's your boy?
Man,
I'm trying to be next.
Hello, 219 on YouTube.
I'm trying to be next.
My man Cass gonna go to jail tonight. And since he distracted, any ladies that want to test out my ball while
right.
He ain't listening,
hey.
Shit me up.
You and the damn ball.
All right, man. You too. Are you sure
you
don't want to call me?
Almost deaf. As you acting right, like me in my drunken days, you know what it is. SinCityDogSpruce.com.
Yeah, right here.
By the town.
All right.
Calm your ass down. Peace.
Right. All right, for sure, man. Call the show. All right, man. That's what's up. All right. You have a good night, too, sir. Hello.
Yeah.
God damn, this motherfucker. Well, I told y'all they was coming. You can't hit the motherfucker, man. Hey, he was on some bullshit. Hey, y'all, he was on some bullshit, but he seen I had the motherfucking laptop right here. He seen everything, and he couldn't fuck with us. He couldn't fuck with us. He gave fuck with CNC.
No doubt.
He can't fuck with Sin City. God damn it, rat bastard. All right, y'all. Y'all be...
Right.
No, you motherfucking hot.
Don't forget, permit a fucking grandma.
All right. All right, y'all. Police didn't let us go, so we good.
All right.
Mother Nature, you ain't last words?
I enjoyed the show. Talk to y'all next week.
Wait a minute, dog. I thank you. Thank you, Mother Nature. Wait a minute, I got to holler at Mika. Mika. Where Mika at? Where Mika at, man? Hit Mika in. My shit fucking up. Hit Mika in.
Who can't hear me?
I can hear you now. Mika, I'm sitting outside. I'm outside, Mika. They didn't fuck with me. I'm sitting outside in the lake. Mind my own business.
Are they gone?
Yeah, they gone now. Hey, that's some shit.
Yeah.
Mika, I'm sitting outside in the lake, minding my own business. I ain't bothering nobody. Motherfucker came, tapped on the window.
Is it the regulars?
Nah, this some white boy.
Oh?
Some white boy that tapped on the window like, shit, all right. He see the motherfucking laptop in here. You know what I'm saying? I'm outside. I'm like, dude, I'm pretty sure y'all heard me. I'm like, shit, get on the show. I'm trying to get him the motherfucking thing to say hello. Nah, I don't want to say hello. What the fuck? Come on, man. Real talk.
They always trying to stop some shit.
Motherfuckers always trying to stop some shit, man. I'm telling you, niggas trying to do some motherfucking positive shit. These motherfuckers on some bullshit.
We glad that everything went okay and he went on his own damn way, because we really, look, I just paid for 2 shipments. I can't afford to bond your ass out. Real talk.
That's what's up. Hey, I'm glad you said that. Well, damn, at least you was willing to, so I ain't mad. But god damn, motherfucker, you see this old punk-ass shit here? Man, this some punk shit here. Now I'm sitting in front of my motherfucking house, sitting in my car doing the show. Nigga, so what? I got a laptop sitting out here. Man, fuck them, you motherfuckers. All right, man. We come on. All right, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. I know we need to get out of here. But, man, these motherfucking 5-0 around here ain't shit. These niggas shooting motherfuckers, stabbing motherfuckers, killing motherfuckers, man, OK Corral style. These motherfuckers fucking with me because I'm doing a radio show out my motherfucking car. Man, I tell you. Tom, where you at, dog?
Jesus, I'm right here, bro.
Man, I'm pissed off. All right, man, they done killed my whole night.
Man, let it go, man. You ain't go to jail, so. That's all they care.
Let it go, man. These motherfuckers bothering me. I ain't bothering them.
It ain't like the first time, though, man. And it won't be the last. You know what
That's
I mean?
True. That's true. It's big things to come for Sin City, and you know they're going to be right there waiting for some shit to pop off. So you get a harder shell. You trying to go to the top and, you know what I'm saying, be successful with what y'all doing. Y'all got events that y'all might do, and the same shit might happen. So you got to let that shit roll off your back.
Like oil on your back.
Mm-hmm. Why would you want to do that?
He can roll these nuts off his back. Fuck him.
Well, fuck him, shit. You ain't in jail, so you
nuts off your back, kid. I mean, no, man, that's just fucked up, man. I'm outside, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do a show
Baby,
outside.
Baby, it's fucked up as hell, but the motherfuckers is going to be on what they're going to be on. You didn't go to jail, so it's all good. You got kissed by angel.
I'm saying, but, man, a motherfucker doing something positive.
It don't matter, baby.
It don't matter.
Martin Luther King doing something positive. He still got shot.
And he caught a bullet.
So, what the fuck?
Okay, did y'all hit a motherfucker? Did he want to get a shout out?
Look, Cass, you was a black dude in a goddamn good-looking car.
Thank you.
Looking nice. You know what I'm saying? You look like a thug. You did racial profiling. I'm sorry to tell you that, dude.
Right.
You look like a goddamn thug, dude.
Yeah, yeah. You're on your computer. You might be doing drug trafficking. I don't know what the
that's
hell
right.
You're
doing. First of all, what the fuck are you doing?
The nigga
laptop.
The nigga fucking his whole head in the car. He fucked his whole head in the car. Looked at the laptop like, shit, what is that? Nigga, this is my show.
Baby, just thank the stars that you and God that you was not in jail. So don't even sweat the little stuff. Small thing to a giant.
You know what? You're right. You're right. Small stuff to. You know what, Jasmine?
Yes, baby.
Thank you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's the perfect slogan for tonight.
That's
small
right.
steps to a giant. You know what? That's the perfect fucking slogan tonight. Fuck you, motherfuckers. Nigga, this ain't nothing but small steps to a giant. SinCity.Spruce.com/SinCityRadio Affiliated with Not to Mention with my boy, Who's Your Boy Entertainment. Man, we gonna kill these motherfuckers. We gonna kill these motherfuckers in 2012. We finna kill these motherfuckers. Sons of bitches. Motherfucker done pissed me off. But you know what? Waylo, we got this shit on lock.
Waylo gone.
Oh, Waylo left? Well, I'm still throwing shots out to Waylo. Man, I'm finna drink the rest of my motherfucking vodka.
Is that what you was
drinking?
I'm trying the same damn thing, baby. I'm drinking vodka and lemonade.
Yeah, me and my vodka and cranberry. That's what, man. Ain't this some shit, man. God damn. Motherfucker got. I mean, I'm telling y'all, man, we. Motherfucker been on us for like the past 40 minutes, just right behind us posted. We ain't left out the motherfucker parking lot, nigga been posted. And the motherfucker just behind us. You know what I'm saying? They see. I guess I see a big ass light coming out the car. Nigga just like, okay, well, I'm gonna see what the fuck he doing. Nigga, shit. Man, all right, you know what, y'all? We gonna call it a night tonight, cause I'm on some pissed off shit tonight. I'm mad. I ain't gonna even lie. So I ain't mad. Pissed off. It's some bullshit. Fucking with the man, I'm trying to be like, oh, fuck it, I'm going to do a show outside with people. And this is how you get done. Fuck, mama. Hey, I don't know what the fuck in there. What the fuck do Indianapolis call? What the fuck do Indianapolis police call themselves? IPD? Is that the
yeah,
IPD?
IMPD.
IMPD? IMPD can suck my dick.
Not your dick.
IMPD can suck my dick tonight.
No, well.
And that ain't in a good.